It's time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
We are spilling the tea, starting out with Kevin Hart, who's breaking his silence after that horrific car accident.
Here's what happened, okay? And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you because you deserve the truth.
Yes, he says that the car crash was caused by the driver operating the vehicle in a reckless fashion. Law enforcement say the Kev's 1970 Plymouth Barracuda crashed because driver Jared Black gunned the engine, lost control, sudden acceleration and loss of control caused the vehicle to go into a spin. It ended up crashing through a fence into that embankment. The report says none of the three people, including Kevin, in the car were wearing seat belts. The vehicle did not have any mechanical issues. It was purely driver error. Kevin says, hey, I got no bad feelings towards Jared. Nothing but love for him. I wish he and Rebecca a speedy recovery. And Hart doesn't anticipate going back to work full time until early next year if everything stays on track with his physical therapy. So that's basically what went down.
So lucky. These people, there was a boxer yesterday that flipped his Lambo with no seatbelt. Like, guys, wear your seatbelt.
Yeah.
It wasn't there for no reason.
Dangerous stuff. But thankfully, everyone is on the mend, including Heather Locklear, who has just completed her 30-day stint in rehab.
People know you? And I was like, yes, I've been working for 20 years.
I became familiar with her from Melrose Place, but she worked long before that into the 80s. She's gone decades of being the hot blonde. But she was ordered to complete a mental health treatment program in August after she pleaded no contest to 8 misdemeanor charges stemming from her assault of an emergency medical technician and law enforcement officer. So she's had kind of continuing issues, and she's trying to get better. So hopefully this rehab stint will work for her. Kim K also bettering herself. Kim Kardashian West was baptized while on her trip to her family's homeland of Armenia.
Well, I couldn't be more proud. I had to bring my kids because just being in Armenia, I've been once before, but being able to bring my sister Courtney, who had never been here before, and all of our children, and getting the opportunity to baptize them all yesterday here in Armenia means everything to us.
Very cool. New pictures surfaced from the Orthodox Christian ceremony. They showed Kim with her hair covered in a traditional headscarf, wearing a high neck and full sleeve long dress. She says she's been so blessed to have been baptized along with her baby. So very spiritual over at the West household, with Kanye holding his Sunday services, Kim getting baptized, their babies over in Armenia. I think they're really getting to the...
Can't wait till they open up their church.
The core of what's really important.
Going to be part of their flock.
Kourtney Kardashian, her sis, though, is upset because she says, hey, someone's been stealing my money.
So we discovered that there was cash missing from your wallet. So I don't know if you spent it out the other night.
I specifically handed $20 to the valet, and I had hundreds, and I threw them back into my bag.
Okay, because there's no hundreds there right now.
Is there any chance you could have lost the money? Like, do you think it fell, or?
It was definitely there. You know when you just know? Like, yeah. I know for a fact.
That's crazy. I don't know.
The fact that money's missing from my wallet definitely doesn't feel like a coincidence. We had an iPad missing in the house, too.
Who's doing it?
Who is stealing? That's a little sneaky peeky from this Sunday's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Now, some are saying it's maybe her assistant, Megan. But Megan was the one that's like, hey, there's money missing. So that would be ironic if she's the one that took it. But you have to watch, of course, this Sunday. That happens a lot. Celebrities, they're sick because they have so many people in their house on their teams that things go missing all the time. My mom actually lost a diamond ring at my sister during my sister's wedding, and there were so many people coming in and out of the suite. We don't know who took it. But
oh, so it never came back?
No, it never came back. So that happens a lot. If you gotta watch your stuff.
Well, I hope diarrhea falls upon that person.
I know.
Mackenzie with the tea here on Joe and Mackenzie. Hey, pork chop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere, because coming up next here on the show.
Yes.
Apparently, what's her name? Her name is Jenny. Mm-hmm. Jenny's a listener to the show, and she has a bone to pick with you. So,
what'd you do, Chops?
I don't know.
Anything you want to confess to before we talk to her?
I don't think so.
Do you remember anyone named Jenny? Do you know anyone named Jenny?
Like from first grade.
Well, maybe that's her. I don't know, but she has a problem with something you've done or currently doing, I guess. So we will talk to Jenny and find out what's going on.
Uh-oh.
To the bottom of that next here on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.